admirably shaped ass.
I think that a photo with the bitch and the face, a bitch and your face, I think that a photo with the bitch and your face would be better.
Morning.
So let me tell you how I've been looking at the last few days. Going along with this idea that maybe we need to reconsider giving everything up to five or six entities.
Right.
You know, like when you get an iPhone, it's like a Swiss Army knife. You got a camera, you got a video camera, you got a clock, you got a
email,
all this
web
stuff.
Device, phone.
Whereas we used to have individual
items
that did each of those things.
All those tools and products.
You know, so in our instead of having a wristwatch that just was a rich wristwatch. So I'm thinking recently about the idea that maybe I can explore the possibility of trying that again.
Doing that again.
Like, you know,
are you going to get a phone, a landline?
No. Not like that so much as like, for instance, did you know that they are now making instant cameras again that print photos?
Oh, yeah.
Those Instax.
Yeah.
Fujifilm, Instax, whatever.
Yeah, but the film is pretty expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like if you buy it in bulk, it's like 75 cents a photo. And they're tiny, the credits are.
Yeah, they're fierce.
See, there's the problem.
Yeah. It's kind of a gimmick, though, isn't it?
They sell lots of them.
Really? People just want to have that instantaneous.
Yeah, like this.
Hard copy.
Some people in some of these reviews were saying that they know.
Like, take a picture using your camera, a picture that would be taken once. There's only one copy of that picture. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. You make art, mail art, that's tied to the circumstances and location of where that was made. So that even though, unlike with geocaching, you're not drawing people to a spot, instead you're taking the spot, the circumstances, the place, the singular circumstances of the creation of this piece, and you're mailing it to one person.
Okay.
And I understand that what I'm saying to you is the kind of thing that you might say, yeah, That sounds like a great idea, Trevor. You do it.
Grab everything.
It's got my personal imprint on it that you're not going to hear anywhere else.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you.
You know, so...
But with the McLuhan story,
yeah.
I mean, I'm just kind of, you know...
Okay,
not,
good.
Not
bring
arguing,
it on. Bring
but,
it on around, by the way. Yeah, yeah.
It's a kind of critique of your message.
Okay.
But it's meant to be a productive critique, not
okay.
an argument.
Okay, good.
There's the one shirt.
Yeah.
And then there's the pamphlet.
Yeah.
And you are, maybe despite yourself, drawn to the idea of the one shirt.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that you have to stop making pamphlets. But there, I think you could come up with a way, if you want to make a shirt,
a one-of-a-kind item.
You could find a way of streamlining it. It would only go to one person. It would not require this whole ritual production or anything. It wouldn't, you know, require all the things that you dislike, like objectification, mystification, and all that. It would just be, like, here's a little almost disposable, digital recorder that has 3 seconds of Hal speaking something at this place where he took this picture of himself, and only one person gets it.
Well, that's worth considering.
You could do anything like that. I mean, it would be open. Of course, it's whatever you want to make it, but it's just to me that idea that you are expressing the desire to make that one-of-a-kind shirt.
Yeah.
The thing that nobody else would have, because there's a certain meaning attached to that particularity.
Yeah. That's good. I like that.
Some kind of moral objection to making pamphlets, you just sometimes want to make shirts.
It's deep. No, you're right. You're right. No, pamphlets and shirts, you know.
Well, pamphlets are good. I mean, I think pamphlets are good, but the problem is that pamphlets have almost completely drowned out the existence of shirts. And you know, that leaves people dissatisfied.
Yep.
And instead, they start looking for pamphlets that seem like shirts to them, trying to kid themselves into imagining one thing as the other. And that's the whole nostalgia retro thing, right?
And it's also, I think, why people think that they're attached to vinyl records.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
You know, because it's certainly not one of a kind. Although it can be, I
suppose. But there can be very few of them.
Very
few of
them. You're
not going to
encounter
them. If you don't encounter them all the time, then you can trick yourself into believing that it's somehow unique. You know, or the experience of it is somehow unique.
I think the bit about using the instant printed photos is what is going to nail that concept home.
Yeah.
It's going to say.
Yeah.
You know, what I'm sending to you is more or less one of a kind for you.
Yeah.
You know, and I could even do something like at the beginning of the recording say, Trevor, this recording is for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, Raphael, this recording, I made this just for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
A personal message.
Yeah. I tell you what I would love, and you don't have to do this, but afterwards you ought to say something completely nonsensical. This recording, and then the person is left thinking, what was he trying to convey with that? You know? As I think, again, I mean, at least for me, and you don't have to do that. That's just a for instance.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that would be something that would be funny. It's more the idea of imagining how, in an economic way, but a particular way, you can elicit a certain or evoke a certain experience of what you've sent that doesn't really require the kind of deep, extensive, manual labor that you're accustomed to putting into the albums.
Yeah.
Thank you.
over here on the, get over here on the path. Get over here on the path. Get over here on the path. Let's go. Get out of that. Come on over here. Get on path.